Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, February 12th. The grains overnight were March corn was up 2.25 cents at 431 and a quarter, March wheat down a penny and three quarters at 595, and March beans up 9.5 cents at 1193. Interesting, in the overnight markets, corn, wheat, and beans were all putting in inside days. My guess is one way or another we'll come out of that by the end of the day. We did see heavy rains in Argentina. I'm surprised the beans had the rally strength that it did overnight. The meal was up 570, but the oil was down 60 ticks out here. But with the good rains in Argentina, good rains in Brazil, looks like Brazil's going to dry out this week. That should lead to more corn acres being planted. There's plenty of talk that the lack of soybean acres, you know, that they've lost with the production problems there, they're going to go into early planting and more corn acres out there. So the corn will go in early, there'll be more of it, and most people are starting to increase their Brazilian second crop corn estimates higher. Safras and Mercado came out with a lower soybean number, 149.1. Most of the Brazilian ag groups have the Brazilian crop under 150. The USDA is stubbornly at 156, but I think it's way too high out here. For the week, we'll have export inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll have export sales on Thursday. Not a whole lot going on between now and then, but the big one is the Ag Forum Thursday and Friday. I can't imagine, you know, they'll plug in trendline yields on the big acres, and I just can't imagine that they're not going to be looking at big crops, big production for the U.S., bigger carryouts. And, you know, the big question is, when are the funds going to cover? I've got the funds short 307,000 contracts of corn, 68,000 contracts of wheat, 132,000 contracts of beans, short 23 oil and short, they're short 23 meal and 34,000 oil. So the big problems there are the beans and certainly the corn at 307. When are they going to cover these positions? I would think they're going to wait to see what Ag Forum comes out with at the end of the week. Maybe if there's a knee-jerk reaction lower on those numbers, maybe they'll finally cover. I don't know if it's going to be anything fundamental that's going to get the funds out of these short positions. They just may be exhausting the selling that they've got out there, particularly in the corn. So maybe they'll just start covering it just to take some profits out here, not that their markets can't move lower. If the funds do decide to start covering, we can see a strong corn market. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.